The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, this is Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast for you. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Today we will be talking about garlic. Now, garlic is a bulb, just like tulips and daffodils and hyacinths and muscari and go on and on. And when do you plant those flowery bulbs? You plant those in fall. And that is exactly when you should be planting your garlic bulbs, before the ground starts to freeze. This year, a friend of mine gifted me with a small bag of garlic bulbs. Do with them as you wish, she said. You could plant them, you could use them in the kitchen, whatever you want to do. The bag contained a number of different types of garlic, lots of different varieties, different sizes, different skin colors, different striations. Looked really, really cool. Which are which? I asked. And she said, your guess is as good as mine. So these bulbs were actually her extras that she had harvested from her neatly labeled rows. But they were extras. She just threw them in the bag, and it's kind of up to me to figure out what they are when they start growing next year. Now, along with a bag of garlic, my friend also gave me a few pieces of garlic planting advice. Here are her cloves of garlic wisdom, which she imparted to me. Number one, plant the cloves along with a healthy dose of compost. So you're going to dig the compost into the first several inches of soil. Garlic cloves love the richness and the nutrient boost from the compost. Number two, don't forget the fertilizer. Sure, compost is great. You need a little bit more. A general 10-10-10 fertilizer. So that's 10N, 10P, and 10K. That's another welcome addition to the soil. And if you're planting your garlic cloves the same time as your spring bulbs, all you have to do is use that same bulb fertilizer. Use it for both. Like I said, garlic bulbs, tulip bulbs, they're both bulbs. And advice number three, lay on the mulch. Cover the planted garlic with a thick layer of straw or leaf mulch. About 4 or 5 inches thick will be just right. This helps keep the soil, and thus the garlic bulbs, from experiencing extreme temperature swings. And because they're planted into the ground, if your ground freezes and thaws and freezes and thaws, that really does have an impact on the actual bulb come springtime. So the most profound tip my friend gave me, though, is to not fret if the harvested garlic bulbs are small. She said it's common for garlic to acclimate to new soil slowly, like year by year slowly. When the harvested bulbs gradually, after a year or two or three, gradually become more sizable. Why this happens, she didn't know. She didn't tell me. But she said without fail, whenever she plants garlic in a new garden, it takes 2 or more years for that garlic to become as large as the original garlic bulb she bought or ordered online. I wrote about my observation of a similar phenomenon a few years ago when I mistakenly left a few whole garlic heads in the ground and then harvested them the following year. In that situation, after leaving those bulbs in the ground for more than a year, it was 2 years, those bulbs, second year over, were quite a bit bigger than the first year harvest. My friend mentioned to me that one of those garlic heads in my bag is a variety called Waddell, or Waddle, or something like that. It's spelled W-A-D-D-E-L-L. In her experience, Waddell's heads don't grow any larger than a small crabapple, if that. And that's no matter how many years it's been growing in that same garden plot. I guess it'll be easy for me to tell which variety is which next year, especially if it's a Waddell. Well, those are my garlic tips for this year. I hope you have a good time out there planting your own garlic. Until next time, goodbye.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.